This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Joining me today in the studio is Maestro George Stelluto and internationally acclaimed pianist Orion Weiss. Orion will be performing with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra this Saturday evening to open their 122nd season with a concert entitled Paris, the 1920s. It's such a pleasure to have you both on the show. And given the theme of this concert, I will start by saying bienvenue.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now, George, let's start by talking a little bit about the theme of this concert. It's Paris, the 1920s. And throughout music history, we see these various different epicenters of musical progress. You've identified Paris in the 1920s as being really meaningful for a number of different reasons. Can you go into that a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, it was an amazing time because it was right after the war, the Treaty of Versailles. They were still trying to figure that out. And Paris was just the magnet for all these writers, artists, composers, musicians. You know, they were all coming to Paris. So it was a time of creativity and a free thought in literature, in art, in music. If you could imagine, you know, Stravinsky was asked by Diaghilev, who was running the Ballet Russe, you know, if he would write a piece. And Stravinsky wrote, you know, I didn't want to do it. I didn't really feel like doing it. But once he told me that the choreographer was some famous choreographer and that the person designing the sets and the costumes was Picasso. I mean, can you imagine what a creative team that would have been? So all of these people in the 20th century, I should say many of them that we think of in the arts as kind of icons of the arts now, a lot of them got their start in this period.
Let's talk about the first half of this program. You've lined up a really wonderful project that really looks at the Tumbo de Couperin in a very innovative way. Orion, can you talk us through a little bit of this project?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so this, as George was saying, the war had ended, World War One had ended, and this Tumbo is definitely, it was being composed during World War One. You know, he dedicated each movement to a friend, a comrade who died in World War One. So, but the music itself is actually very uplifting. In fact, it reminded me of someone asked Ravel, why is the music not more sad? And Ravel's answer, which is so poetic, he said that the dead are sad enough in their eternal silence. You could listen to it, and there's moments where you think, oh, wow, is that? Because there's little trills and mordants and all this filigree that you would hear in Baroque music, but it sounds so much like Ravel at the same time. So he manages to sort of be in two worlds or three worlds or four worlds at once.
And this is really incredible too. George, you've put together an experience for the audience where they're hearing not only the piano version of the Tumbo, but then the orchestrated version that Ravel created. And this is significant for a couple of reasons. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it's to use a more hip phrase, like it's a mashup.
Yes.
You know, and and when Orion and I were talking about doing this project last year, we were like, okay, so how can we do this? So we want, you know, he didn't orchestrate all the movements. You get to hear the entire spectrum of his genius on this. You know, you get to hear his genius as a pianist and using colors of the piano, but also his genius as an orchestrator right on the same music.
As if that weren't enough, we move to the second half of the program where you're going to be performing the Ravel Piano Concerto in G major, one of the most beautiful pieces ever written for the piano. Talk us through your approach to this piece, Orion.
Oh, well, it is one of the most beautiful, and this sort of brings us back to the 20s and George Gershwin coming over to Paris to meet Ravel, and there are all these different stories about that, and the one that I liked was that, I don't know if it's true, but Ravel asked George Gershwin how much he was making back in New York, and George Gershwin told him some astronomical, at least by Parisian standards, figure. And Ravel's jaw dropped and said, well, I probably should be studying with you. You know, and both were genius composers, but Ravel was the more experienced sort of concert music composer, and definitely George Gershwin took inspiration from what Ravel did with the orchestra. And it sounds like in this concerto that Ravel was inspired maybe by, if not George Gershwin himself, but by the sounds of American music and by the beginnings of jazz, especially the first and third movements. And I always thought the second movement, which is so unique and unplaceable, mm-hmm. and like, where did it come from? Is it? It's hard to say where the second movement is, other than just like, just perfect and so beautiful.
And uniquely, that second movement starts out with just the piano.
Yes.
So you're in the context of performing this concerto with an orchestra, and certainly as a concert pianist, you've performed all of these bombastic, huge, you know, death-defying feats across the keyboard. But then there's this very intimate, rather simple waltz that opens up the second movement.
Yes. Yeah, it's, you know, the piano tries to create this spell, and then when the orchestra starts to enter sort of bit by bit, it's just magic. And then all the stuff that I played at the beginning gets played again by the English horn, by the different members, and then after we go through sort of a darker section. So it's sort of a simple music, and at the same time it sounds so simple, but you could never imagine how he could have done it.
So it's an astounding piece in that way. And Orion did a wonderful, brilliant comparison between Gershwin's Concerto in F and the Ravel Concerto.
Yeah, because Ravel also calls himself Concerto in G.
You know?
So he's like, no one did that before. He's
right.
Concerto number 1, 2, 3, or
right.
something. Yeah.
So it's a very special piece. I've
been talking with Orion Weiss and George Stelluto about the Peoria Symphony Orchestra's upcoming concert entitled Paris, the 1920s, which will take place tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the Peoria Civic Center. The concert will feature Orion Weiss at the piano, showcasing the works of Ravel, Stravinsky, and Couperin. George and Orion, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for talking to us. It's fun.
And the Fine Art Fair returns to the Peoria Riverfront this weekend, featuring the works of 130 juried artists from around the country. The fair is open tonight from 5 to 8 p.m., tomorrow from 9 to 5, and Sunday from 10 to 4. Tickets can be purchased on-site, and children 12 and under will receive free admission. For more information on this and all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.